What would you say you do here?
Oh, it's been a fucking minute. July 22, 2022. Red Scare, Teddy James, Johnny Scotch coming through from the, coming at you live from the Santa Barbara studios via the internet. LA, Phoenix, combining, coming together, doing what most America can't do, and that's come together. But we seem to be able to do it right here on this show.
That's what most couples can't do, come together.
Most couples can't do it.
I heard a rumor that John Lennon and McCartney, they wrote that song because they were jerking off and they couldn't actually climax at the same time. Somebody made that stupid joke once, and I thought...
No, it's probably... I believe that to be true. They are British, so that is probably an 80% true story. That I believe they were the ones, according to Wikipedia, that the British were the ones who invented the circle jerk. So coming together would make sense that came from the Beatles. But that's our Today in History.
What's going on, Scotch? How you doing?
Yeah. You know, I'm doing all right. I'm still alive. I think that's a plus.
That's always a bonus.
I'm going to go with a net gain. You know, I think that's good.
You're in the black.
Yeah. I'm sitting here. I'm happy that Biden is a survivor of cancer. I think that this is very important. And I think that is.
And now he's got COVID.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. He should have masked up. I don't know what he was thinking. He should have just fucking, I don't know, put a coffee filter over something, you know, something. But hey, you know, when you're old and you're hanging out these senior communities, fucking shit's going to get passed around. There's nothing you can do to avoid that.
Well, we're going to wish him the best.
Best of luck. Speedy recovery, Uncle Joe. Speedy fucking recovery.
What else is going on in the world?
Oh, I feel like there's all kinds of shit happening. I just don't know what it is. You know, what's been happening in my world is I'm actually getting ready to go see the East Coast for the first time. I've never been to the East Coast.
You've never been to the place of your birth, Boston?
I've never been to Boston. I have never been. The furthest east I've ever been would be Indiana.
It's so odd that you were such an avid Celtics fan for so long and Indiana was the farthest you got. Does that even...
Yeah, it does. It does all tie together.
That's not even close to the Mason-Dixon line. What kind of American are you?
Oh, fucking... I've been to Mason. I drink out of a Mason jar with my Dixon.
Close enough.
I will count it. I will tell you this, that it's a real quick trip to Boston for me. As far as Larry Bird was born in Indiana. I had family from Indiana, so there you go. And he played for the Celtics, and there I am. So I was a Celtics fan.
That's obviously, the connection.
That's the connection. I was a huge Larry Bird fan. I mean, yeah. That was...
You know what's funny? After being, you know, I mean, it's no secret that I love the Lakers, but... In retrospect, especially after my personal experiences with Magic Johnson, I actually hold Larry in a higher regard. He didn't come out, say a bunch of shit and shit on the Celtics for the last several years. He doesn't come out and give his opinions about what's going on with this or what's going on with that, which Magic does. And it really disappoints me. Not only does he do that, but he denied me an autograph when I was a child. So
what a fucking prick. You know,
fuck you.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, you know.
That's what he said. I said, hey, Magic, I have this picture that I took with you a couple years ago when I was a real awkward fat fuck. You mind signing it for me? And he said,
Fuck you.
It was a fun day for me.
And
fuck you.
I could see he probably went through all three of them as he's standing there because you as a kid. I mean, we're talking the 80s, right? So this is
that
at the prime.
No, that was in the early 90s.
Okay, so we're still, that's still Magic-ish prime, right? Like he's still Magic.
He's got the AIDS.
Yeah, he's not Irvin at that time. He's still Magic. People are still calling him Magic.
Well, he definitely came out and had HIV by that point.
You know,
I took the picture with him when I was a child, when I was like 10. This is like in Magic's prime. So
pre-AIDS photo.
Pre-HIV photo. Took it to the mall that was like a block away from my house growing up. I was with my best friend Rashad. He comes with me, stands with me. I have a Sharpie that I got from my godfather because he owned a tobacco shop in that mall, which is how I heard that Magic was there. Stood out there for an hour holding this goddamn thing that I had taken out of a frame that my dad had framed. And said, Magic, you mind signing this for me? And he's like, I'm not doing that. And then he was like, and then he turned to my buddy Rashad and he was like, oh, what's up, brother? And gave him like the pound.
Racist son of a bitch.
Fuck you.
Fucking what a dick. Yeah, now I don't feel so bad for his HIV-ness. Yeah. You know, that's fucking, see what racism gets you?
Whenever we talk about the comparison of Bird and Magic, I'm always on Bird's side for some reason. I couldn't tell you why.
I will say this, that after watching that documentary, The Magic and Bird, you see, Larry's retired. He's just fucking mowing his lawn on his farm. He's not a glitz and glamour guy. Never really was, right? Like, he just wasn't, hated doing the interviews and being in front of people. That's probably why Larry didn't get the AIDS, because he wasn't all about that limelight.
Larry's a good old boy. The reason why he had back problems and he had to retire early is because in the off season, I think it was like 87 or 88, he went and built his mother a driveway back into their home in Indiana. So after that, he had back problems and had to retire early.
Well, that, and when you throw your body around like he did, I mean, that didn't help. Because you saw it. You saw after that injury, you know, now not knowing it as a kid, watching the games, like, what the fuck is Larry laying down on the sideline? Like, what's up with this guy? And is he getting old? And then you hear the story, and it's like, oh, this dude built his mother's driveway, threw his back out at the peril of his own career, and then...
Okay, but we've digressed here, Scotch. We're not talking about Larry. We're not talking about Magic. We're talking about you. It's essentially your pilgrimage, your Hajj to Boston, where somebody like you, I think, belongs. So what do you have planned out there?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If it's let me build this up here. Sure. Regardless if it's a work thing or just like a quick turnaround, I always build my vacations on what I'm gonna eat, what I can't get out here, and what I want to eat out there. So I imagine, as a person of your rotund stature, you would be looking at menus. You'd be going through the lists of maybe the best of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, because I can imagine you and Guy Fieri have a lot to talk about. Do you have any plans as far as that goes?
Oh, I'm hitting up seafood. There's some places because, you know, I'm going to be rolling with the CEO, so it's going to be good seafood, and then I'm gonna go hit up the little fucking shit shacks. Gonna get me some clam chowder because that's something, you know, I like New England clam chowder. What better place to get New England clam chowder than New England? Then chowder. And just, I'm gonna walk around and ask people if they're fucking knocks. Are you a fucking knock? Are you a knock?
You're fucking knock.
I'm gonna do that.
What the fuck did I park my car?
Yeah, you got my khakis. And then I'm going to fucking go to a wicked pisser because I hear that those are something. Somebody's always throwing a wicked pisser. And then I'm going to find my way to some sort of body of water. I can't imagine it's too far. And I'm going to dip my fucking Pacific Coast toes in the Atlantic water, the Atlantic Ocean, just so I can say I've touched both sides. I've never, you know, I know it's a stupid thing. I've grown up around the Pacific.
Yeah, I get it. The first time I was in the Atlantic, I was like, holy fuck, I'm in the Atlantic. We're going to be officially sea to shining sea motherfuckers. Both of us.
Yeah, that's it.
Can you imagine? you're going to be, your heart is going to be filled with America by the time you get back to wherever the hell you live.
Oh, I'm going to go fucking, I'm going to pop over to the Sam Adams Museum and check it out just to fucking, because see, I work with a lot of Dutch people and sometimes they don't understand the American, you know, attitude, you know, that we always get told, oh, you guys are workaholics. That, you know, like right now I work with Dutch people who, as per normal, are getting ready to just take a three week vacation. It's just part of the deal, right? They just, yeah, I work two half hour, have my chocolate cigarette and some sausage and whatnot, and then off to having holiday. So they do that, and then me, I'm like,
yeah, they take a holiday.
Yeah, they're on holiday. Yes,
they don't go on vacation. They take holidays.
The holidays. Yeah. Holiday. And take you know, my hour lunch and sit outside and stare at the birds.
Where the fuck can I get a good herring around here? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? We don't eat that here.
Exactly. And so I'm just going to go and take pictures at Sam Adams. And when they question why I do what I do, I'm just going to send them pictures and be like, I don't really have to answer anything you guys question about me or what I do, because this dude and a couple of his buddies said, you know what? We're not going to listen to any motherfuckers from over there. And then I'm going to wrap myself in a flag with some middle fingers and be like, this is where it started. This is where it started. If I could make my way over.
You started know, in Philadelphia.
But a lot of the guys came from New England.
Okay. Okay, princess. Philadelphia is the home of America.
Don't give a fuck. Sam Adams lived in Boston. Okay.
There you go. Are you going to go to the brewery?
No, I don't fucking drink that beer. Fuck that.
It'd be fun to go to a brewery.
No, I think I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to.
Those type of shitholes give you free samples.
It's all right. I don't drink beer. That's the problem. Now, why couldn't Sam Adams be a fucking some sort of a distiller putting out some, Freedom Rye or something? I don't know.
Yeah, but, you ain't gonna find Kessler over there.
No. That's why it goes in my suitcase, son. You travel with that shit.
Are you going? Are you bringing your
fuck
own Kessler?
No. No, oh, because really? I'll be at the nice restaurants and I'll be drinking my old fashions, you know. At the different
be careful with the CEO. I mean, you got to let the big guy order some wine and just dip into that.
No. The CEO is my friend.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's a reason I'm here. And yeah, no. He told me the other day, he's all, yeah, as soon as we get, because I land an hour before him, he's all, yeah, as soon as we get there, or as soon as I land, you and I are going over to the hotel. And the first thing we're doing is upgrading our rooms to suites. And I'm all, oh, okay, baller. Let's do this. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just along for the ride.
How long are you going to be out there? Maybe I'll come meet you. I got nothing to do.
I'm out there from, I leave here Monday at like 5 in the morning, get there about 2:30 in the afternoon. And then I come back Thursday afternoon. Damn near a week. So
maybe I'll come dip out on a Tuesday or Wednesday and have a Red Scare type of reunion. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. Just a quick round trip for you. One, it'd take you fucking just a day to get there round trip. That's, what, 14 hours?
Why the fuck not? I got to tell you, I've got nothing else going.
You should take that money that you're buying a ticket with.
And get myself some fucking headphones. Okay, there you go.
No, you don't need headphones. You need a laptop.
Take it easy. I know what I need. I need more bitching in my life. That's what I need.
No, this is not.
Give me another taste.
This is emotional support, okay? Just because I deliver it differently than somebody who's, you know, I don't soften the edges. I'm a direct emotional support type of person.
Yeah, I guess
emotional. You want sweetness? You go to Starbucks.
Yeah, if you're talking about emotions, it runs the gamut. And your emotional support comes with you like cradling my heart with your scrotum and then wrapping it up and punching yourself in the dick. Mm-hmm. That's emotional support.
Yeah, exactly. Would you expect anything else? I mean, you can get your boo-boos and woo-woos somewhere else.
No, at least I know what to expect. You're a good friend.
Absolutely. You get the real deal here. The real deal, Dom Steele here. That's what you get.
So you got mapped out what you're going to do. You're going to eat some steamers. You're going to drink some old fashions. And then you're going to come back, and then we're going to Red Scare it up again. Yeah. What else is going on?
What else is going on? That's, you know.
I'll tell you this. I got nothing but baseball. I am so wrapped up.
Oh, is that on TV right now?
Well, they just got back last night after the All-Star break, which I thought was fucking fantastic. But I was reading that it was the lowest rated All-Star game maybe ever since they've been putting all the money into the advertising. And I thought this is watching it because I watched everything. It was one of the best that I've seen. And it was here at home in Los Angeles. I didn't go because I don't want to waste the fucking money, but I loved it. And I couldn't believe it was the lowest rated. It's like, what does baseball have to do to get people to put eyes on it? It's odd. I don't want to get too deep into it, but
have people give a shit.
Yeah. You can't make people give a shit about something that's just kind of perceived as mediocre, right?
I would like to ask because, you know, you brought up baseball and we don't usually talk sports, but this whole like Griner thing in Russia, is that her name, Griner?
Well, that's not about sports. That's an international incident.
Yeah. And then who was it that said, I forget, was it their coach or something like, oh, if this was LeBron, you know, they wouldn't hesitate to try to get him back and blah, 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 yeah. blah.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. If it was LeBron. We'd make fucking huge effort. We'd be giving away convicted murderers to get LeBron back. You want to know the difference? Nobody gives a flying fuck about women's basketball.
Yeah, of course. That's what I was going to say. No one. It's their fault. Not mine. Not yours.
Also, what are we thinking? If I told the average casual NBA fan that Brittany Griner has been detained in Russia, they'd be like, oh, you know, who's that? Like Britney Spears' sister? Too fucking bad. Nobody knows who the hell that is. And I got to tell you, I don't really give a fuck either, because you know what? You're in a foreign country and you've got what's still considered a Schedule II narcotic federally in the United States. And you're bringing that to essentially a country that's our adversary. What do you think they're gonna do?
You're gonna take pot to the fucking Russia, a place where fucking gays get beat in the streets, like you know what I mean?
We're giving all this shit about the Sultan of Brunei saying that he wants to stone gays. They'll actually do it out there if you're coming out. I mean, and all of a sudden. Everybody's shocked. Like, how can they do this? What is going on? This is America. I was like, no, it's not America. That is a stupid American in a foreign country taking liberties that she doesn't have out there.
She's thinking she's LeBron.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, just because you're married to a girl doesn't make you LeBron. Take it easy.
Yeah, they're lucky he didn't beat you and your wife while you're there.
Well, the poor fucking wife is stuck out here.
Because she's smart. That's because the WNBA can't afford to fly both of them at the same time because they don't make any fucking money.
Yeah. They don't get a fucking per diem. What are you talking about?
I didn't even know Southwest went to fucking Russia, to be honest.
Yeah, they got Spirit. They don't even have engines. They just have this trebuchet hand that kind of like paper airplanes them over to a different country. They just hope they land in the right area.
Yeah, no, it's we're getting there. It's rough. You know, she probably is gonna do time there. And you know what? No one's gonna miss her on the WNBA. You know why? Because no one really misses the WNBA. So
I gotta tell you, I love that they in the last year or two, especially during the pandemic, they've been putting a lot of money and throwing a lot of money at NBA players to promote the WNBA. And I'm just like, these fucking guys are, there's no fucking chance these guys are interested in looking at women's basketball. I mean, even I try. Look, I love basketball. I love the game of basketball. I'll watch like the Spurs versus the Indiana Pacers game. There's nothing else going on. But to watch women's basketball, I gotta tell you, I'd rather just dip into synchronized swimming. I couldn't care less.
No, I absolutely. It's too. I have to thank Bill Burr for really saying the quiet part out loud. For saying the quiet part out loud, you know.
Did you see his new special?
I didn't. I just caught the excerpts of it, and he's right. You know, it's you guys shit the bed, gave you the WNBA, but you didn't sell any fucking tickets. You know, nobody. It's just we gave you a fucking league, and none of you showed up. Where are the feminists? The women, like, where are you? Why didn't you people show up and support the women-backed WNBA? You did nothing. You let it fail. And now that Griner's over there, like, oh, what are we going to do? Not a fucking thing. No one cares. You can't even ask a normal person, what, you know, hey, what's your WNBA team in your fucking city? They don't fucking know. I couldn't tell you what Phoenix's is. No one fucking knows. I could ask my wife. She wouldn't fucking know.
You're going back and forth with a quote, or you're quoting, but you're also interjecting your thing. What's going on?
It's my show. I'm just saying that I have to. I'm thanking him for fucking calling it out with the introspect of yes, he what he said. If you know, you know. I'm not gonna fucking you go watch the clip on YouTube. But he's right, is what I'm saying. He is absolutely right, and it's not my job or sports fans in general. The men to support the WNBA. We have the NBA. Who give a fuck? You got your WNBA? You guys go support it.
Yeah. I mean, what they're expecting is that the advertising, if they were honest, they would say, look, I know you got this crazy awesome league that makes a shitload of money and it's now global. It's the biggest thing that ties us to China right now. You know, we have billions of dollars invested in this. So after you're done watching that, why don't you come over here to the Little League, watch something that is absolutely inferior, not as interesting, not as dynamic, about a third of the athleticism that goes into what you love. Dip into this for a little while just to, you know, pay a little homage. And America's like, no, I could just wait around for fucking football to come back. And that's what I'm going to do. Not watching the WNBA.
You know, if the NBA gave a shit about the WNBA and really wanted to boot, what they should have done is they should have treated it like a concert, right? Like you have those mic warmer bands, you know, that get up there, make sure the equipment's all good. As you know, you got the Lakers playing the so-and-so. All right, well, 3 hours before that, a couple hours before that, you got the women's basketball team playing that same night. You got people in the stands, and boom, right after that, you know, 30-minute bio break for all the people there, and then it's Laker time, and then start the game that everybody came to fucking see. But at least you would have, it would look better on TV than the hundreds of people that are there.
Yeah, it could be like a concert as like the opening act.
Right,
you buy same night. Metallica tickets. Okay.
You get so fucking.
You know, Tiny Tim is opening. I'll sit here for it because I'm waiting for Metallica.
Yeah
why seat. The fuck not? I could bear with a little Tiny Tim while I know Metallica's coming up next.
They're like Brittany the comedy Griner act.
Brittany Griner comes out, does a couple layups in the layup line, you know, an hour before Lakers tip off. I'm like, you know what? What else am I doing? I could look at my phone like the rest of these other idiots, or I could just get, you know, sit back and watch these broads play a little hoop. I could take that because I know the Lakers are coming up. There's no other way.
No. You take your fucking WNBA, fuck off, and don't expect much from us. I'll wait for football. Bears?
Bears.